of service. Sarah and I make this joke that you can learn a lot about somebody by looking at their TikTok algorithm. And something that you could learn a lot about me is just not just my algorithm, but also what podcasts I listen to. I have become increasingly tired of tech podcasts, and I have slowly pivoted towards political podcasts. Some of that is just the topics. A lot of the tech podcasts these days can feel like Groundhog's Day. They're talking about Apple's legal troubles, tariffs, AI, all of these things that I'm not terribly interested in, or they are making 3 hours of content for what is effectively a 30-minute conversation. It's almost like 24/7 cable news, which is like, there's not enough news for that. So you're generating stuff so you can, you know, surface up your own relevancy. So I'm extremely fatigued by this, which is funny because, like, here I am listening to political podcasts and they're kind of in the same boat, but I feel like it's a little bit more topical, a little bit more interesting, a little less manufactured, although there is some of that, especially with, like, I really like Pod Saves America, Pod Saves the World, Pod Saves America, I think. There are a bunch of, like, Obama bros, former speechwriters that decided when Hillary lost that they were going to start a podcast empire. And I find it interesting, but also kind of like, you know what you're getting into. Know that they're going to be like, oh yeah, the good old days. We did it all right when we were in the Obama years and da, da, da. And you're like, oh God. So sometimes that can get a little fatiguing. But with that, I've been really fascinated by the political landscape, especially like with Kamala's loss, a lot of like introspection and things like that. And I think a lot of it is this sentiment around the government and a complete lack of faith in the government. And I think it's really interesting because I think like the rhetoric that I hear, at least in my like family circles, which are like hardworking middle-class America, sort of rural California. So not woke Yuppieville California, but like kind of dingy California, like Fresno and Sacramento, or not even Sacramento, but like Stockton and outskirts of Stockton, kind of middle of nowhere, California. And so a lot of the sentiment is like, the government can't be trusted. The government's so wasteful. The government's lying to us. Politicians are no good. And they gravitated towards Donald Trump because they're like, he's not a politician. He's an outsider. And I think it's interesting because there is this sort of, in a lot of ways, the way Trump won is exactly why Obama won. Obama was not this old, although Trump is obviously old, but he was considered like a new, fresh face. And he was not considered part of the establishment. He was kind of like, we're going to have change. Change was his message. And Donald Trump is sort of like, remember the good old days. Remember when racism was much more rampant and we treated women like shit. Remember those days. Let's go back to that. And I'm so fascinated by that people gravitated towards us. Because Sarah said something the other day and I was like, this is like, you're talking about like the bullshit government spending or whatever. And this is exactly what got Trump elected. It's like, government's too wasteful, all this. And what's interesting is like, all of that is complete bullshit. It's just a narrative that speaks to what people want to hear. They want to hear that, I think the government is wasteful and I'm the one who's going to fix it. And it's like, you know what, actually, that's part of it. Like that's the, like being wasteful is actually part of the system. These processes that we might think are really arcane almost, these processes, oh my God, all the red tape, it's so wasteful. Why can't we just fucking kick people out of the goddamn country? And like, you know, again, my family, the hardworking middle-class America, let's kick people out. And it's like, Okay, so you either believe in the rule of law or you don't. And clearly, if you think we can just kick people out of the country because red tape is wasteful, well, you clearly don't believe in the rule of law. And fuck, you don't even believe in democracy at this point. Because you're like, oh yeah, my guy's allowed to break the rules. Your guy? No, your guy's not allowed to break the rules. And that's what I find so fascinating is, like, again, in government is ultimately flawed, especially democracy. It's ultimately flawed. It's this imperfect system, but it's the best we have. It's the closest thing we have to people actually having a voice. I would argue that we have less of a voice these days because of the current setup of the government, but that's a whole different topic. Like, democracy itself is actually a very noble goal, but no one's going to argue, certainly not me, that it is the most perfect system, or that it is a perfect system. Maybe the most perfect that we have is probably more accurate, at least by my definition. But again, I'm an American. Of course, I think democracy is a great idea. Power to the people, of course. The other thing is, like, government can't get it wrong, or should not be allowed to get it wrong. And what I mean by that is, like, if we deport somebody without a trial, well, why? Like, we've lost the plot on democracy. Everyone deserves a fair and free trial of their peers or whatever the current laws are. And if you don't have that, well, then why do you even have laws to begin with? Because you're just breaking them. And I find it incredibly fascinating because, like, government and politicians are hypocritical in nature, and I don't blame them. If you think about, like, here you are, let's take guns. Guns is a great topic. So you go and you talk to a mother who had their child slain by a gun. Of course, you're going to be like, oh, you know what? I'm really sorry about that. We're going to get the guns. We're going to get rid of the guns. And then you go to Heartland America and you're like, ah, shit, they're so excited. And these are all well-behaved people. And so what happens? You speak out of both sides of your mouth because you don't want to be the bad guy. I don't know where this is going, except for to say that, like, the government and democracy especially is incredibly messy and it is incredibly wasteful. But it's designed for that so the government can be in service of its people, of its constituents. We are here, or they are here, to do right by us, even if it's going to cost a lot of money. There is no, we accidentally deported the wrong person. That is fucking insanity. And with that, I'll let you go.